Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Thank you, member supporters. Today's program is a tribute to famed Russian baritone Dmitri Vorostovsky, Singing and Other Sins creator and my co-host. Gary Hickling did his own wonderful tribute recently to the Silver Mane singer following his death on Thanksgiving Eve, November 22nd, 2017. But I'd like to present my own tribute featuring some of my favorite songs. So, if you are a Vorostovsky fan and missed the first tribute with Gary, I highly encourage you to visit our archives where you can enjoy his program learning more about Vorostovsky's biography, and you can hear a range of Russian song repertoire not featured on this program today. Quite frankly, with a singer of his caliber, we could do several programs featuring this gorgeous, virile voice. He had so much to offer, and we were all very sad to hear the news of his premature passing at the age of 55 in London. We begin today with a set by a well-known Russian composer, Tchaikovsky. We'll start with the rapturous It Was an Early Spring, followed by his most famous song, the emotionally intense None But the Lonely Heart. That will be followed by I Should Like in a Single Word, and finally, Oh, If Only You Could for One Moment. In None But the Lonely Heart, Vorostovsky is accompanied by Oleg Bolshenikovich, and in the remaining songs, he will be accompanied by Mikhail Arkadyev.
Songs
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and we're enjoying a special tribute to Russian baritone Dmitri Vorostovsky. The great singer's death towards the end of 2017 left many stunned, in spite of the fact that his battle with brain cancer was public. Known for his undeniable charisma, Vodostovsky was one of my favorite kinds of opera singers, one who elects to devote a considerable amount of time to his career to art song and recital performances. We turn now to Vodostovsky singing five songs by famed Russian composer Rachmaninoff. We begin with two songs that are easily recognizable, In the Silence of the Night, followed by Oh Never Sing to Me. Here, Vodostovsky is accompanied by Bolshenikovich. Then we'll hear Heed Me Not, Dear, followed by The Answer Was Given, and finally, The Night Is Sad. Here, he is accompanied by Arkadyev.
Напоминают мне о Они отвечали, спросили они. всегда, что в мире им больно беспечность, беда, что есть в нем гроза и печаль. Засните, они отвечали, спросили они, Сары, чтоб сами рассказную речь, они нам в объятия пали. Любите, они отвечали.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins. We now move to a segment where I'll share with you both live and studio recordings of the Siberian singer performing works in other languages. Some of the selections might be rather surprising to hear in his voice. We begin with Music for a While by Henry Purcell, one of the most important composers of British vocal music. Take note of Vodostovsky's use of straight tone in his singing and the liberal use of text painting employed by Purcell. Arkadiev accompanies him here. We'll then turn to two Italian songs, Caro Mio Ben by Giordani and O Sole Mio by Capua, a song that we're typically accustomed to hearing by tenors like Pavarotti, Domingo, and Carreras sing in concert. He performs the Italian songs with the Russian Philharmonia. Then we'll hear Auf denk, ich sie sind nur ausgegangen, I often think they've just gone out, from Mahler's Kindertotenlieder, Songs on the Death of Children. And we'll end the segment with two Dubac melodies, Soupir and Fidile. Like in the English song, the French diction sometimes tends toward a close approximation at best, but one truly gets a sense that Dubac would have appreciated the timbre and sheer beauty of vocal quality during the climactic conclusion of Fidile. Both songs are accompanied by Estonian pianist Ivari Ilja.
From the tree.
Time.
Sous les prêts peuplés.
Singing and Other Sins, that's what you're listening to. Now we end our program today with Vorostovsky singing two Russian folk songs. The first, Dark Eyes, anonymously composed, is probably one of the most famous Russian romance songs recognizable not only in Russia, but throughout the world. It has become one of the signature songs of Rostovsky in his concerts. We will end the hour and this tribute with Blessed is the Man by Pavel Chesnikov. Composed in 1912, this work features Rostovsky along with some rich vocal choral writing. It seems like a fitting way to end the hour, reflecting upon our memories of the man and the artist. You've been listening to a special tribute to silver-haired Siberian chanteur Dmitri Vorostovsky. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for joining me for the hour. I look forward to having you on a future Singing in Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Aloha. Thank you.